Now we have Iluka in the studio. Good afternoon. How
good
are
afternoon. You? Good afternoon. Good. Feeling good.
You're on tour. Is this the start end or the end of your tour?
The very start. So we did the Gold Coast last night, which was the first show.
And this was at the Miami Marquetta?
Yeah, Miami Marquetta and Brisbane tonight, the Milk Factory.
How was the Marquetta? Because that's a big free open gig open to everyone.
Yeah, really cool. So they have like a night market going on. So it was interesting. I think we were talking about it before, but it's a whole cross-section of people. So there's lots of families and people who aren't 18 yet, because it's obviously a place where they can go and see live music. So it's really cool. It's the whole cross-section of people, and you know, there's kids dancing at the front, and then the kind of cool teenagers standing at the back. But it was a really cool vibe.
Do you think you converted some of the grumpy teenagers with their arms folded?
I hope so. I hope there are a few dancing at the end, so I hope so.
So tell me about the making of this new EP, because it's been a little while in the making, and now it's finally out in the world. So tell me how the songs come together.
So it's kind of been a process over the last few years, really. I traveled a lot kind of around the world, and all the songs kind of came from different experiences of being on the road and what I was learning when I was overseas, kind of written on the scraps of paper, you know, in the back of a car kind of thing, which I think I hope really comes across when people listen to the EP. It's very much a me figuring out my place in the world. And I've always been very, very curious about the world. And I'm always very hungry for experience and for stories and to meet people. And I've always been really hungry for that. So I think for me, that's totally what the songs are really, really about. And kind of understanding the world and through an artist's eyes as well.
Well, I was reading on the press release some of the experiences in particular. Sound very interesting. So yeah. I'll quote, I don't know if you wrote this, but or your team. Songs born in a Buddhist monastery in Southeast Asia took shape through a utopian human experiment in southern India and matured on the vast expanses of the American desert. Okay, so
it's beautifully written, isn't it?
That's a lot of stuff to go through. First of all, Buddhist monastery.
Yeah.
What was that like? Were you staying there? Did you just go visit?
Yeah, so I was living there for almost a bit over a month and living in this all-female Buddhist monastery on the Thai-Burmese border. And it's kind of been, I've always been very interested in Eastern philosophy and Eastern religion. I wouldn't go and call myself a Buddhist in particular, but I've always been very fascinated by the ideology behind Buddhism and Eastern philosophy in general. I've connected with that far more than Western religion and philosophy. So, yeah, I went in, lived there, and it was unlike anything. Waking up at 4 a.m. every morning and spending the first 3-4 hours kind of meditating and then reading holy texts, and you do the food offerings. So I was staying in, we're outside a little town, and so we would go around and pretty much all the food that we eat at the monastery is from the people from the town. So you go around and it's called a food offering, and you pretty much they knock on their doors and they bring out food for you, and you kind of go around the town collecting food, which was really humbling experience. It was really interesting.
And so I have to know, what was the utopian human experiment in southern India?
Yeah, so this is another.
Were you living in a big dome or something? Or
well, not entirely. So this place, Auroville, is. Yeah, it's funny. They call themselves a human experiment into human unity. So it's not kind of a little kind of hippie commune as it kind of sounds. It's actually quite established. It's more like a city, and it's actually recognized by UNESCO and the Indian government. And it's kind of established as an autonomous society, and it's very much founded upon the idea of unity and oneness, and if we can function with... If everything we do can be with that integrity and following that kind of idea of oneness. So that was a whole other thing altogether. Really interesting, people. I'm very fascinated by people and like how people live, the different ways that people can live, and that place in particular just attracted. I mean, of course, it only attracts people that are interested in living, I guess, outside of society and want an alternative to what has been given or sold to them. So it was mainly the people there that really fascinated me, and that actually I wrote a lot of stuff there because I was meeting so many interesting people who were just had all these crazy ideas and we're just seeking this alternative life and living it really beautifully. Yeah,
that sounds really fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It's a really interesting place, and it's somewhere that you need to go to and experience. It's hard to understand it by reading, you know, about them online or even hearing me talk about it. It's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
We're talking to Iluka on 4ZZZ. Her new EP, Blew My Soul, has come out recently, and she's just started her tour. She's going to be playing some tracks at the Milk Factory if you want to catch her tonight. Iluka, do you want to play a song for us now?
I would love to, yeah. This is a song of the EP, and it's called In the Heat.
Drive you wild, the lonely heart, the wicked child, dizzied by the highest heights, dazzling days and blackest nights. For a moment I tried to change to comfortable and less awake, the wilderness I try to tame, but the longing always stays. But in the heat, in the heat, in the heat of your love, of your love. I took a trip up to the moon I desired, only solitude, the gods came out, I sang for you, could you hear me from across the blue? My kingdom went up in flames and I ran into the void again, howling like I was insane, but nobody called out my name. But in the heat, in the heat, in the heat of your
Iluka live on 4ZZZ with In the Heat. She is playing tonight at the Milk Factory. Tell us about this gig.
Well, very much looking forward to it. I haven't played the Milk Factory before, but I hear very good things about it. And just excited to be playing with my band, and I think it'll be an awesome show.
And so the band you play with live, did they record this EP with you?
Yeah. well, the guitarist and the drummer anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you go into like one studio and lay it all down, or was it kind of a bedroom home recording kind of affair?
No, all in a studio, actually to tape, which was I've wanted to do for a long time. So, all kind of live band tracking to a tape, which was nerve-wracking. It was the first experience I've had with that. It's a totally another world, hey. It's really, really cool experience though, and so much more rewarding because you get to, you know, the take and you finish and it's like, oh my God, you know, all the band was together and that, you know, we were totally there, and that was, you just get this feeling of that was the take, which was a first. Yeah, it was a really cool experience.
Awesome. You're playing tonight with Angarad Drake and OJ Mengel in support. So check it out, The Milk Factory down at South Brisbane. Luca, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to 4ZZZ.